This is WTF.
Wednesday.
Cliffo, 300 years ago, if someone had said that they were a witch, it could have ended very differently to how it's ending in 2023. Of course, talking Salem witch trials. But Jessica Caldwell, she considers herself to be a self-proclaimed witch. She tells us, she's going to tell us all about it. Good morning, Jessica. Is that your real name or do you have a witch name we should refer to you as?
It is. No, it's Jessica. Jessica is fine.
Okay, good.
Simply Jessica the Witch.
Yes.
To steal a line from one of the great movies, are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Definitely a good witch, 100%.
I love this. So what does being a witch in 2023, what does it entail?
Well, so I specify in tarot reading. So I do a lot of divination, which is my main job. But I do a lot of manifesting. And probably, as you know, one of my main things that I manifested is I'm going to Eurovision this year.
Oh, my goodness.
But I hands down swear by it. And I know it's a little bit crazy, but until I think things start working out for you and things start going the way that you foresee them, you've got to be a believer.
I feel like over the years, you know, witches, they've had a bit of a bad PR rap.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you think witches, you think green skin, all that sort of stuff. Very quickly, I thought we could do a little checklist and just see if you meet some of the, I guess, stereotypes or the criteria of what,
criteria.
Yeah, of what we think it is to be a witch.
Okay.
So just speeding through them real quickly. Do you have a cauldron?
I do have a cauldron.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Tick.
A broomstick.
I don't have a broomstick. I have a mop.
Okay. A wart on your nose.
I don't have a wart on my nose, no.
Green skin?
I don't have green skin.
Okay. Maybe some face masks give you a bit of green skin. And Jessica previously was a beautician, so you never know.
And the last one I want to know, you don't eat the souls of small children.
I don't eat the souls of small children,
That's
though.
Okay.
But you have, you have a cauldron. What do you...
Small cauldron. It's only a small cauldron.
I love that.
Enough of this. I'm being silly there, obviously, Jessica. But what do you actually put in the cauldron and do you concoct spells in there?
I do. So there's a spell that's actually really good that you can do at home. And again, it's kind of really one that's good for manifestation. So bay leaves. If you write on a bay leaf what you want and you burn it, be careful because it does go up very, very quickly. Chuck it in your cauldron and your manifestation will come about.
Well, I mean, one of your wishes or spells has come true. Like you said, going to Eurovision. So that is awesome.
Wow. 100%. I can't wait. I've done my nails ready today.
That's great. We've actually got, and they're sort of the underdogs, but we've got an Australian band, a Voyager, who are actually part of it.
The guy with the long hair.
Yeah.
If you could send some good juju their way or, I don't know, do up a little spell in the cauldron or something to help Australia,
that'd
be so much appreciated.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica Caldwell is her name. The headline that grabbed us was beautician ditches job to earn $13K a month as a full-time witch, which,
I'm going to quit then today.
Well, you've got all the hallmarks of a witch. So. Jessica Caldwell, you've been, despite me being a bit silly there at times, you've been so generous with your time and you've really cleared up your passion and what you do. So thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.